الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق الإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن وبعد. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, today inshallah we will commence with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. This surah contains 286 verses, 6,201 words, 25,500 letters, and the name of the surah is Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah. The name of the surah is Al-Baqarah, the cow, which is the lengthy incident is in this particular surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the cow which the Bani Israel were commanded to slaughter. So the surah was then named after it. As for the report, the riwayah that prohibits the mention of this name, this is not authentic as stated in Ibn Kathir. When was this surah revealed? As far as the period of revelation of the surah is concerned, Mufassirin mentioned that this surah was revealed in Medina Munawwara. Some verses in the surah, Surah Baqarah, were revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah during the last Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent part of his life in Makkah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Makkah for Fatah of Makkah, conquest of Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then performed his final Hajj. So during the last Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of these verses that are found in Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in accordance to the terminology of the Mufassirin, these verses too are regarded as Madaniyah. What does Surah Al-Baqarah contain? Remember, Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran. So a lot of ahkam, injunctions are found in the surah. Injunctions, prohibitions. Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah in Ahkam al-Quran mentions that the scholars say that there are 1,000 injunctions in this surah, 1,000 prohibitions in this surah, 1,000 hikam, subtle points of indication in the surah, and 1,000 khabar, 1,000 references to historical events in the surah. That is why the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, it took him 8 years to learn the surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. And his father, it is mentioned regarding him, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, it took him 12 years to learn the surah. As far as the fada'il, virtues of the surah is concerned, we'll mention a few. The first is a report in Tirmidhi from the Sahabi Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم قبورا. Do not make your homes graves. Do not make your homes graves. In other words, the home is resembled to a grave when there is no recitation of Quran that is found in that home. The home is resembled to a grave when there is no tilawah of Quran taking place in that house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ لَا يَدْخُلُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. That home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is read, Shaytan cannot enter that home. Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah, after reporting this hadith, he has graded this hadith as sound. He says this hadith is hasanun sahihun. The second hadith is a report in Tirmizi as well, from the same Sahabi Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَنَامٌ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَنَامٌ. Each and every thing, single thing has a pinnacle. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ سَنَامَ الْقُرْآنِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. That the pinnacle of the Qur'an, the apex of the Qur'an is Surah Al-Baqarah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that in this surah, there is a verse which is regarded as the chief most verse of the Qur'an, the leader of all the verses in the Qur'an, Sayyidatu Ayatul Qur'an, and that is Ayatul Kursi. So in other words, if it is difficult for us, we should try and read Surah Al-Baqarah, but if it is difficult for us to read the entire surah, then we should at least make it a point that we read Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is a means of hifadha, protection from shaitan, iblis, and from all shar, from all evil. Coming to the start of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah with saying Alif Lam Mim. So the surah begins with Alif Lam Mim. Several surahs in the Quran begin with similar combination of letters, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Ha Mim, Taha, Yasin. Each of these letters are pronounced without the addition of a vowel sound. And the Mufassirin have termed these letters as huruf al-muqatta'at, as isolated letters. They are known as al-muqatta'at, isolated letters. What is the position of the Mufassirin with regards to the meaning of these huruf al-muqatta'at, these isolated letters. There are several views. The first view is, some mufassirin mentioned that when we come to alif, lam, mim, it means that Allah these letters are symbols for the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are symbols for the divine names of Allah. Some mufassirin mentioned that some of these words like Taha and Yasin, they are the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The vast majority of mufassirin say that these letters, huruf al-muqatta'at, these isolated letters, are symbols and mysteries that belong to the mutashabihat. That means the knowledge of which is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have told it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to be told to any other person, not to be communicated to any other human being. And that is why we find that many mufassirin, after the mention of these huruf al-muqatta'at, they say, Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi bih, that Allah knows best of its meaning. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That is the book, there is no doubt in it. It is a means of guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read this verse, the question is raised in the mind, that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, that is the book, and not this is the book. Because the Quran is in front of us, it's not far from us. And we know the word ذَلِكَ, ذَلِكَ is a pronoun to point out to something that is far, to a distant thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. Allah should have rather said, this is the book in front of us. So Mufassirin mentioned that ذَلِكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says ذَلِكَ, that Allah wants to take us right from here, from the surah, back to Surah Al-Fatiha, to the verse اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. Ya Allah, show us the straight path, guide us to the straight path. So Allah is saying, the answer of your dua is now accepted. And what is that? It is الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. That the hidayah lies in the entire Quran that follows Surah Al-Fatiha. There is no doubt in this kitab. The entire Quran is a means of guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Who are these muttaqeen? The following two verses gives us a description or delineates for us the qualities of the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who bring iman in the unseen, without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they expend from that which we have provided them with. Mufassirin say it refers to zakah, and some mufassirin say it does not have to be limited to zakah, it refers to all sadaqat, all types of charities. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The second verse describing the muttaqeen, Allah says, those people who believe in that which was revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they believe in that which was revealed to all of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before you, Allah then says that those people are also certain of the hereafter. That is, they believe in akhirah, ba'ath, resurrection, hisab, accountability, they believe in jannah, jahannam. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those people are upon guidance from their Allah, from their Rabb. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those people are the successful ones. We ask Allah to make us from such people. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.